Hello, everybody, and welcome to another 11 p.m. nightcap. First things first, Dr. Perry Falls, thank you so much for another subscription, for being subscribed for 7 months. Both. Dr. Perry Falls, great guy, great sense of humor, hilarious stream, a lot of fun. Definitely check out Dr. Perry Falls. Really, really cool dude. And again, I can't thank you so much for the support. Actually, I can thank you so much, but not too much. Confusing myself. King Dinosaur, stop by some bear emojis. Mi amigo! King Dinosaur, as always, good to see you. Cheers to you all out there. Oh, I'm coughing. Well, I do. It's because my allergies are fucked up. But before and as we get going, I wanted to bring up something from yesterday. Yesterday's episode was very hard for me to get through. And part of the myriad of reasons why it was difficult, and one of the reasons why it was not stored as a VOD, and you did not get it as a podcast episode, is because an episode like that, that has sort of this long-running theme, whatever, especially at the beginning where I feel like I was basically out of character in a lot of sorts. You know, we had some people that stopped in that were first-time viewers to the show. And I think they stopped in sort of after the intro period. And more or less, I think we're like, God, this guy is just being a complete fucking asshole. But the point was to be that shitty, to then have the contrast of, hey, like, I don't want to be like this. And us, in our community, if we're not like this, this is how we get through that stuff. But what I realized too was, often, if I view a VOD, or if I go into a podcast episode, I find myself often skipping a little past the middle because I figure, well, they're going to do ads or they're going to do hellos. I want to get to the topic. And I was like, well, if somebody does that and you skip the beginning portion where I was sort of explaining why I was going to basically be a piece of shit for 20 plus minutes, that would just not paint the picture of the sort of rapport and, for lack of a better phrase, poise that I try to have on this show. So that was live only. And thinking back on it, it was probably a mistake in that regard. I think that probably should have either been broken into some, I don't know. Look, I'm not perfect. I've never claimed to be perfect. For as much as we're goofy, I occasionally try to talk about more serious stuff, whether it's conversations I come across during the day or things I read. While I think for most of the regular people that were here beginning to end, we all kind of got it and rolled around our ideas, and I think that was fine. But I think, in terms of, in the broader scheme of things, at least for me personally, presentation-wise, a swing and a miss. Again, because, like, I don't have a, as I've said before, I don't really have a problem, especially if somebody's being a complete shithead, and I'm gonna just, like, fine, like when I'm nasty or offend someone or whatever, I'm okay with it as long as it's not on accident. I don't like when it's on accident. Like, and that was one of those cases where I feel like those people that stopped in, that was an accident because I don't think they knew what I was necessarily going for or talking about. Black Cat comments that she knew what she was doing. Is a little like scared straight. Right. Contrast all of that terrible whatever behavior with, hey, look, I love all you guys, and we're together and support each other, and so on and so forth. So that was tough for me. I felt a strange mix of relief. Like, I was glad I got that off my chest and I was glad we talked about it, but also felt, I don't know, dirty, I guess. And it just kind of bothered me. And so that's where I said, you know what, that's going to be a live only. I'm deleting that. Maybe we'll talk about other pieces of that in some smaller, calmer way some other time. But what can I do? For a guy who comes on here and does this show 5 nights a week, we're bound to get somewhere oh, well. So, to contrast all of that, today's episode is called QA Goofing Off, which means let's just goof off a little bit. QA, you want to ask me a question within reason, you ask me whatever you want, I'll answer it. And I'm going to try to, as much as I feel like, and this is like a great compliment that you gave me, by the way, Black Cat. I was like, you know, I'm usually not that eloquent of a person. And you're like, why are you more eloquent than me? I just hit him with a stick. I thought that was like a great compliment, and so I really appreciated that. So try not to, like, you know, you give like question prompts, but try not to always just answer them with one word answers. It's just like a funny thing to me. It's like, you know, I get it on a huge, big, whatever episode when people ask a question, and then I'm like, you know, they give a, but like, you know, here it's, want to dig in a little bit. Black Cat, yeah, you did miss something interesting. You really did. As Black Cat says, it was honest, and I don't think you need to feel dirty. I hesitate to say, well, I'm not gonna say guilt, but it was what it was. It was an episode. If you were there and you participated, I thank you. Otherwise, moving on. Otherwise, Jaggedy Gaming says, what's happening, hot stuff? Who loves you, baby? You're beautiful. That's what's up. You're what's up. Fucking Jaggedy Gaming. Stop by and check out Jaggedy Gaming. That dude's what a fucking cool dude that is. Great streams in the morning. If you want a morning drive, something to listen to, check out Jaggedy Gaming. Dash V wants to get back to farts and poop and chainsaws and trees. For a minute, I read that as feces. Sure. Absolutely. The bare essential. Wait, how's it go? Bare necessities, not bare essentials. King Dinosaur has a personal question. King Dinosaur, fire away, sir. Bare necessities. Bare. Although, like, they have the. Is that. What's the. Okay, wait a minute. Oh, King Dinosaur! He's got me. At our age, there's nothing better than a good morning stream. Are you right? Yeah, good morning, poop. I guess unless the poop is a stream, which you could just kind of combine those together. King Dinosaur says, when are you going to do something with all those great stories you sent me to read? Hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. It's been a struggle for me to get a lot of, I'll say, extracurricular stuff because I have so much going on right now. It's been hard to, like, it was even hard for me to clean up my kitchen when I threw up all over the place on Friday. I've been trying to just tick boxes off to prepare for some major stuff. King Dicer says, you're an excellent writer, dude. I mean, I really appreciate that a ton. And I sent King Dinosaur another little piece of something that I'm trying to work on. It's been a little slow, but I am trying to piece this together as part of a bit of a bubblegum action pulp horror sex type of thing. Nothing like super deep serious, but like just fun. And who knows, maybe I'll self-publish it on Amazon for 50 cents or something. I don't know. Or make an episode. Or maybe I'll just read it to you guys. I don't know. But it's a story I have in my mind, so I'm trying, I'm picking at it. It's getting there. But thank you. I really, man, from a dude who has written a whole excellent fucking book, it's like the best praise in the world. The bare necessities are where a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. And the morning stream. Sorry, I didn't read that as a song. I thought it was like a thing. I'm just noticing a scar running through your soul patch and goatee. This? It's not a scar. It's just the way my hair moves. See, you can like... It's not a scar, it's just color. Colin, the way it moves. But yes, a morning stream is good. If you don't start your morning with that essential stream and you wake up and find that you've already had it, that's one of the worst starts to a morning. Yeah, see, look, because you can watch it. Watch. It's just the way my hair is. I also might have hit it while I was trimming it or something, too. Grecian formula will fix that. I know, I have dye. I trimmed it down a little bit because it was, like, getting my mouth the other day. It was driving me nuts. So when I was at the gym, I trimmed it up. And because my arms were just jello and I was shaky, I'm lucky I didn't, like, shave off half my eyebrow or something, so... But you'd see even too, like, you know, where like some of the white patches are. Like I have a, and like the thing is, my hair isn't, I mean, it, like there's salt and pepper, but like my facial hair, my hair in general, it's either like really dark or it's pure white. There is no like gray. It's like absolutely pure, stark white. Despair. Despair. But King Dinosaur says, it's good stuff, everyone. Almost all of mine is salt now. You look very becoming. You have a great facial hair, like, mustache thing going on. Like, seriously. So, alright, I tell you what. Let's do this. If I can find it. It's not there. King Zykolos! Stopping in with an aloha. Zykolos, how you doing? Oh, I found this. Let's see. Can I do this move? Let's try this. This work? This kind of works. All right, so I have a few little pieces of some stuff that I've been working on. So, I tell you what. I'm going to read the two pieces. There is a disconnected portion in the middle where there was another piece that I'm working on that I didn't have written yet. So, like, this is non-edited pieces together of stuff that I did on breaks or lunch or whatever. So, I'm going to read you a few of these pieces, okay? Zykolos is fine, thanks, and says, how about you? Yeah, I'm doing okay. I feel refreshed. Black Cat can't pull out any more gray eyebrows. Don't do that. Yeah, what a bunch of old fucks. No. Dash V is like 22 years old. The Old Man Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about Sanka. When your son was diagnosed with type 1, you showed him Milford Brimley auto-tuned diabetes memes to console him. That's interesting. I miss Wilford Brimley. He was like in that Our House show. All right. Okay, I'm going to read this thing, and I'm going to be done. Because I feel like people want to goof around. Maybe I should save this. I feel like everybody else wants to just chat and be silly. I'm not going to do this. On today's episode, we look for his dentures. 22 plus 29. Look, we'll just take one of those numbers. I feel like you're a little too... You're definitely not 22, so we're just going to go with 29. But, look, I'm not sharing my age on it. Like, you don't want to be sharing your age on fucking the internet. Because, like, it's the internet. We're all somewhere between... We're all over 18, and that's all that matters. Because you can get pinched about stuff.
Black Cat says, my stream is delayed.
Krista says, howdy y'all, late because she got the munchies. Well, what did you eat? What did you eat? Streaming has kept you youngish? You know, it keeps me youngish, except for when, like, I don't know, occasionally, like, fucking people come in and just spam emotes and are complete pieces of shit. You're like, dude, come on, the trolling stuff, really? Like, you... God, if I had that amount of time to do that, I'd just go take a nap. I feel like that's the other thing, is when you get to a certain age where napping... Maybe that's it. You want to I think I just solved it. I just solved teenage angst. I just solved it. The reason why is because they're not old enough to want to take naps all the time. Once you get to an age where you're like, let's see, I could go be a fuckface and troll people on the internet because I have a bunch of time on my hands, or I could take a nap. Once you get to the age where you're like, dude, go for the nap. Are you kidding me? That's it. I just solved it. I just solved it. It's fucking simple. I figured it out. I figured it out. Psychola says, people can see my epic beard and hair in streams. So it could be a wig. It could be an appliance. You might be a master of makeup like Peter Sellers. You could be a Peter Sellers dude. And you're like, really, you're like a 18-year-old Indonesian person. And you just disguise yourself up so to throw off hunters or something. I don't know. But Krista, what'd you eat with your munchies? King Dinosaur, I know, but like, look, the conversation's popping. So, nose all dripping off your face. Zycholos, it's okay, though, because I feel like it's the other thing. It's like, I don't want to say, like, okay... People will mistype stuff, especially if you're, like, texting, and they'll, like, I don't know, instead of, it'll be, like, a fucking whatever, a mistake. I'm like, you don't have to correct that. I get what you're saying. This is not a, like, this isn't an English paper. Like, please don't send another text message correcting your one word. Like, I know what you meant. Unless it makes the sentence nonsensical. Like, don't, you don't have to correct it. We get it. It's the internet. It's keyboards, it's phones, it's whatever. Like, eh. Peter Sellers was a genius. Just awesome. Dr. Perry Falls is driving and listening. Both. Make sure you checked out Dr. Perry Falls. Every now and then in Dr. Perry Falls streams, I go off on these things where I'm like, if Dr. Perry Falls got rabies in a hallway... Does that mean that Dr. Perry Falls malls in the halls? All right, okay. I'm gonna read a thing. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna read this. I'm gonna read it once. So bear with me. Here we go. It was quiet and still, save for the rain and a sob he choked back, snot gurgling as he inhaled through his nose, clearing his throat and swallowing it. The old priest watched hidden in the shadow of the rectory, wondering how the guy had gotten in. He was going to call the police, but something about him had him stunned, like he was witnessing proof of something older and more faithfully potent than he had heard in sermons or read in Bibles. The air got heavy, ultra still. And from the old cross at the front of the church, Jesus impaled, the old priest felt like a chasm or portal had been opened. It was quite where he wasn't sure. In your service, O Lord, I wield the sword. As a shepherd to your flock, I will stand against the wolves. I will inspect the sheep, and those that are sick I will cleanse with the gifts you've given me, the stranger said in a low, deep voice. When the stranger looked up, it looked like his eyes were leaking some sort of effervescent, burned gold fluid. For as one cursed with sin, I will walk into the storms, rain, and darkness, but shall not fear. For I am blessed by you, O Lord, and so I will hunt down those shadows and burn brighter than the sun. The priest's mouth was open as he watched all the light in the room waver, dim down to pitch darkness save for the stranger's eyes. And as that stranger stood, he made the sign of the cross, and then tall, straight, shoulders back, commanding, powerful, no hint of sorrow or pain or weakness. He finished. So now I have seen, and so now they will know. To the priest, it felt like a promise or a threat. Trembling in the rectory, the priest only observed as the stranger walked to the end of the row of pews, genuflected, and walked towards the back of the church, with heavy, even footsteps. The gold from his eyes had faded, the light in the church returned. When the stranger got to the back, he very slowly and reverently dipped two fingers into a bowl of holy water and made the sign of the cross. He whispered something the priest couldn't hear over the rain outside. The stranger then left quickly into the night. There were vampires to destroy. So that was the first little piece of this thing. Gonna be honest, I'm a little shy and embarrassed having read it out loud, because again, I haven't really shared it with I think King Dinosaur and maybe one other person. I was like, Is this shit? Because if it's shit, like, I'll just stop. Krista got some peanuts and Coke just because she's curious. Chips, clam chowder, muffins, Danishes, Kit Kats, and donuts. My God, that's like a whole treasure trove. You just got home from what should have been an In-N-Out trip, and it took you almost 30 minutes. Oh, man, that sounds delicious. King Dinosaur loves it so much. Well, thank you, sir. I really appreciate that. Dash V says, don't stop. Okay. And King Dinosaur comments, thanks for sharing. Black Cat says, right on! I really felt the mood. Jackie Gaming says, don't take this the wrong way, but if I were single, I would want to date your voice. I'll take it the wrong way, man. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I have always loved reading stories and stuff like that. So it makes me happy doing it, and I'm happy that you're enjoying listening to the show. If Canon made a film noir, you could write the screenplay. Oh God, Canon Group. I miss the Canon Group and Golan Globus so much. Black Cat's a little vampire. Well, vampire. Now, I have to see if I have the other piece of this somewhere. I might not. I might have deleted it on accident. There's only other, I think, one other piece. I had something somewhere. But there's this part. At sunset, they sprung their trap, and it hit her like a thunderbolt. Could see and feel the burn and the sweat, and for a moment his eyes looked into the ether and then glared at her, angry, his jaw set. There's no trace of fear. The edge of the city came cutting in towards him, his split lip, bloodied knuckles, battered clothes. When he'd said, consider me a tiger. She had rolled her eyes, but now she knew he wasn't boasting. This guy was fury unrestrained. He swept up with a rusted blade and hacked off the head of one of the lurkers, elbowed another in the throat and stabbed through its crusted body with a stake, spraying ichor and rot to the pavement. One tried to tackle him around the midsection, but he lifted it up and back in a suplex, throwing it into a dumpster. Pivoting, he threw a stomping kick that crushed its fang teeth against the steel and caved in its jaw. It's just a trap. He was used to it. So he moved quickly over to the motorcycle and started it, waited to get on until he'd raised a pistol and fired down the alley, muzzle flash reflecting the fire in his eyes. Mounting the vehicle, he let out the throttle and shifted to first, racing off into the setting sun. She read his lips as he faded from her mind. You fucking bitch. So that's the thing, Jaggedy, is as I'm cobbling pieces of this together, I have sort of the frame and context of stuff, but there's not enough of it all together to read it all straight through. So in this case, they're little vignette snapshots. So in that regard, I apologize for it being a little scattered. Kind of reminds you a little of Cormac McCarthy. Jesus, other than Lovecraft, I don't think I could get a better compliment. That kind of blows me away a little bit, if I'm honest. Black Cat's going to fight vampires now. Who's going? I'm in. Let's do it. I'm ready. So I'll give you a piece of the context of this story then, since we're already talking about it. The idea behind this is supposed to, again, be a little bit of a bubblegum action, sex, horror, whatever you want to call it. And in this case, the overall story is this. So I'm going to give you a summary. So if you steal this, you probably write it better than me, and I hope you make $1 million. But the story starts, and the idea is that there's a woman who's about to push herself into a crematorium. And as she's firing the crematorium up, she thinks back about the last several years, perhaps. And in terms of the perhaps, it's because she's sort of lost track of time. Because she's a vampire. And at first, she thought maybe she was just turning into some sort of superhero because all of her wounds went away and her eyes got brighter and her hair got darker and she got stronger and felt great. But then there was this strange sense of hunger. And eventually knew that what it was is blood. Could smell it, like needed it. And so she more or less becomes a sexual predator. Lures people in, male or female, and basically feeds on them and kills them. And at first she sort of is appalled and then gets a little bit to this numb period of, well, I'm just a superior sort of a thing. And then starts to see the gray, that the world is losing all of its color, and all she can think about is the next time she basically has a lunch. And what she can only think of is that, yeah, she is some sort of not a religious person at all, but more or less she's some unholy monster and is losing her humanity. And she's trying to kill herself, but can't. Like, it doesn't work. And the things that she's tried, she basically comes back and figures, the only way that I know that there's no really coming back, I'm just going to reduce myself to ash. So that's, in this case, where the story starts, is her in this crematorium deciding that she's going to push herself into a furnace. And however and whatever this is, she's going to be done with it. And as she's about to do that, she smells something. And it startles her because she realizes it's cigar smoke. And turns, and there's somebody in the room. which is surprising to her because at this by this point in time, she could pretty much hear almost anything creeping around. And the guy that's standing there kind of looks a little raggedy and disheveled and basically says, "That would be a pretty stupid thing to do." And she's kind of like, "Well, what do you mean? Like, who are you and how?" And he's like, "If you do that, then whatever you lost is permanently gone." And she's like, "How do you know? Like, what's the, she's like, "Look, I'm a vampire, right? Like, that's what I am." And he's like, "No, you're not." He's like, "I know you think you are, but like, you are basically, you're like a suckling. You're feeding some other thing. That other thing is the vampire. You're just a fucking, you just gather basically blood and souls." And the thing is, if you destroy that thing, you get yours back. And I would do it, but I can't do it. Because the only way that you can do it is if you are a thing that is basically attached to it by the line that you are. So, if you want to go ahead and jump in there, go ahead. Same token, if you'd rather go get revenge, we can go do that. But I'm gonna warn you right now. I know you probably think you're pretty slick and all this, but the moment you try any silly shit on me, I'll fucking throw you in there. And so they have kind of a combative sort of relationship, but they go on to have conversations about, well, how do you know this? And he's a little vague. But kind of fills in some lines about how he knows and what she has to do to basically. The way he explains it is it's kind of like if there's a circuit and you can close off part of the circuit, and the back pressure of that will basically cause this vampire to come out of the torpor that it's in, and then you can kill But I can't do that. You have to do that. So they go off on some adventures to kick ass and fight some other creatures and track this thing down and gather the things necessary to do it. And we'll add in some blood and guts and probably some angry hate fucking and all that sort of shit. So, nothing that's like, I'm not gonna delve into all sorts of, oh, woe is me, crybaby shit, but probably a lot of violence. Who knows? But that's kind of the framing of the initial story. So, I don't know. I'm working on it. I have not read the Vampire series by David Wellington. They are freaking awesome. I think the last Vampire series I write was by a guy who's like, Knight or something. And it was basically like vampires had taken over the planet, and people had these like resistance groups that they felt it was like a post-apocalyptic series. That's pretty decent, but I feel like they went on a little too long. And I was like, But those are pretty good. And I think before that, the previous vampire shit that I read was Necroscope. Which I both liked and didn't in the same time. I feel like in Necroscope there was just a little too much crybaby talking and walking in circles. At some point I'm like, people like do stuff. See, black cats is like to kick ass. See, I want to see some. I want some bubblegum fun shit, right? 99 Coffins is the second book written as historical fiction where vampires fought at Bunker Hill. Oh, those! Somebody else was telling me about those. Chris is going to have to go back and watch the VOD because you're confused. Krista, I'm trying to write a story, and King Dinosaur wanted me to read a part of it, and it's sort of some disjointed pieces at this point, but that was some of the stuff that I had sent to him, and he had coerced me to read it here on stream. I'm totally putting this in my reading list, and then I'll put that in there, and I'm going to put King Dinosaur's little suggestions in here as well. So, he did twist my arm. King Dinosaur's really strong. King Dinosaur's badass. All right, podcast people, hold on. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. But the only other thing, and so this is where I often get hung up. I love movies and I love books. And what I unfortunately find myself doing is if I start reading and watching too much, I find that the cool scenes and ideas from some of the stuff then start to bleed into what I'm thinking about, and then I feel like I can't get out of it, or like I'm stealing it, or like, oh, well, this person did a thing that was kind of like the thing I'm doing, so I can't do that now because I'd be stealing. And then I gridlock myself. So I'll probably read and check up on some of this. But I also need to be a little careful that I don't demoralize myself and quit. Would I rather be zombies or vampires for the new apocalypse? Oh, zombies all the way. I ain't invest with vampires. I mean, vampires are intelligent and super strong and all the rest of the shit. I mean, depending on the lore that you're going to go with. If I was going classic lore, absolutely zombies. I feel like, while that's terrifying, truly, there's at least some logistics you can use to get yourself kind of safe. But, like, vampires are a mess. Like, I like the movie Stakeland. I really liked Stakeland and how they did sort of the zombie stuff. Like, it's a cool vibe. But, like, man. King Dinosaur's call is now called the Great Coercer. You need to change that as your name. You're just trying to heat up your chowder. Do you put anything in your chowder, like crackers? Do you put oyster crackers in your chowder? How about hot sauce? Or MSG? By the way, I got a shaker of MSG. It's fantastic. Dash V says, I get it. It inspiration for what I thought was a pretty clever and not yet done, or at least not widely known, story. Effing movie came out like half like it. Fuck. God, see, I hate that. It's just crushing. I basically had written a story that was basically Final Fantasy VII, and then Final Fantasy VII came out, and I actually thought my story was better, but they're like, yeah, but it's too close to this. I'm like, fuck. So I just erased it. Tabasco sauce and chowder? Whichever you pick is on your side. So the zombies are on my side? Or they're on the other side? Tabasco sauce and chowder? Spicy. Coercer is a great superhero name. So you ground up a rap artist and put her in your chowder? Cannibal! Krista, confirmed cannibal. She's just put Peppa in.
What a man, what a mighty good man.
Did I ever try Pico Pika? That sounds like a Pokemon. What is that? What's Pico Pika? Juanita's food, hot sauce? See, I gotta be honest. I have my hot sauces kind of nailed down. Here's my hot sauce. My hot sauces in order of preference. Swamp Scum, Cajun Power, Cholula, /Valentina. That's usually all I buy. Because, like, I just love that stuff. You still haven't eaten that clam corn chowder? How long are you gonna let that sit? I hope you froze it. Salt hired NH girlfriend to kill Peppa. That's your favorite hot sauce, Dr. Perry Falls? Does it come in a variety of... It's not like any you've had. This hot sauce is unlike... Why? What's so different about it? I mean, I'm going to have to try it now, obviously. The taste of Mexico since 1937, with a taste that satisfies your craving for flavor and your appetite. Mmm. Mmm. This looks... I mean, it looks good. I mean, I'm going to totally put this here as a bookmark. I will get some of this. Fucking A, I will. I love hot sauce. Especially now that I've learned the superpower for cooking eggs, which is the microwave. You have no idea, but you use it daily.
It's in a can.
Picadilla? No, it's this. I'll show it to you. It's this stuff. This is what we're talking about. Oops. Wrong transition. It's going to take a bit. Come on, do the quick fan. There you go. Psst. Pico Pica. This deliciousness right here. Look at how happy they are. I want to be a happy pepper and dance around. Created from an exquisite mixture of jalapenos and red chili, with a touch of pepper and traditional spices from Mexican cuisine. Pico Pica hot sauce is the ideal garnish for eggs, tamales, tacos, soups, meat, and even fish. This has been the favorite salsa of connoisseurs for more than 80 years. Wait, you haven't already tried it? Well, what are you waiting for? See, come on, how do I not have a job just reading this stuff? Can I just quit my fucking regular shitty job and just read stuff? Like, come on, dude. Somebody get me this job. You, sir, are a good storyteller across several mediums, so whatever you do, don't stop telling them. I'm going to try. But thank you. I really, really, really appreciate that. Share the secret for microwave eggs that don't taste like the soles of your shoes. I know, Dr. Perry Falls, I'm trying, but no, and like, people don't respond to my shit. And then I'm like, and then I did reads. I did a whole read for a person I'm not going to name. I read like a whole fucking book. And it's years later and it's still, oh, well, I'm doing these other, and every time I see this dude announce that he's working on a new project, I want to be like, you motherfucker, I recorded this whole thing for you and I was so excited about it. And now apparently it's just sitting on a fucking shelf. So I'd love to. Come on, commercial read. Listen to that. I nailed it. That was one take. I'm like one take Frakes, but with reading instead of directing. You don't think they have this here? You look at them all the time. I'll get to the eggs in a second, Dash. But let's do one more of this, because look at it. They also have a taco sauce. Wherever you are in the world, if you talk about tacos, you talk about Mexico, and a good sauce to go with them. As they say, the sauce makes the taco, and here, the taco aficionado uses a traditional and original sauce, Pico Pica taco sauce. This is the type of spicy that lets you enjoy all the flavor without the burn. And why limit yourself to tacos? Try it with other Mexican dishes. It's more than worth it. If you haven't tried it, hurry up. Go get a jar. Jaggedy Gaming, that's close to that's close to my recipe. Okay, so here, I'm going to share the eggs. I'm gonna share my egg move. So here's my egg move. I like to get a wide mug and... Wow, am I the only one to want vampires on my side? Then after the battle, these mofos better bring me to the leader and turn me. They will, but they'll just, they're like, vampires aren't good. They're not good. They're not just like sexy evening wear. They're horrible creatures, and they smell bad, and they're not going to be your friends. They're going to use you as food. You're just going to be food. What they'll probably do is lock you in a cage and feed you disgusting foods, and then occasionally just feed off of you. And it's going to be dirty and gross, because fucking vampires are dirty and gross. That's just me, because I am very much a destroy all vampires. Vampires are evil. Zombies are just dumb. I mean, they're just reanimated. You have two of your own so-called zombies.
Hey, real zombie.
All right. I'm going to get back to talking about my eggs. Because Dash needs this. I get a large mug. You want to take some sort of oil. I don't know. A teaspoon of oil. Corn oil, avocado oil, grapeseed oil, whatever. Fairly high temperature oil. Put it in the mug, and you sort of swirl it around so that you're coating the inside of the mug with the oil. Then you want to take two, maybe three eggs. I usually use three. So you crack the eggs, and you just put the eggs in the mug. Okay. Once that's in there, you then want to take about a third of a cup of water and pour that right on the eggs. Cover it up, put it in the microwave for 1 minute. After that minute, take the mug out and take a fork, or spoon, whatever, and just fuck it all up. Just scramble the shit out of it. Okay? Then you're going to put the covering back on. You're going to put it back in the microwave for another 30 seconds. When that 30 seconds is done, you want to be careful. Take it out again. Scramble it up again. Like, just agitate it all around. And the idea there is you want to get any steam pockets or whatever out of there. So, scramble it up again. You cover with a paper towel. I have like a cover that I use. It's just like a plastic thing. It's just the top of a microwave bowl. So, I just put that over the top of the mug. But you can use a paper towel. So, then you put that back in. And then you do maybe 15 to 30 seconds depending on the wattage of your microwave. And then you're basically done. And when that comes out really hot. So what I would recommend at that point is you pour it into a bowl. If you want to let it sit, you can let it sit in the mug. But what will happen is that steam is so hot that you'll then overcook the eggs. So I recommend at that point you pour out of the mug either onto a plate or a bowl. But at that point, super fluffy, super delicious. Either the oil and or the butter, depending on if you use my technique or Jaggedy Gaming's, makes it so that they got some extra flavor. You put on a little bit of salt. Delicious. I can now make eggs in like under 2 minutes. Done. And then the mug, basically, you can just rinse it out and you're done. Especially if you put the oil in there, the eggs just kind of fall right out. Bloop, bloop, and you're done. It's amazing. Works like a fucking charm. Love it. Do you hear Willem Dafoe is going to play Nosferatu? I mean, he pretty much already looks like Nosferatu, so... And my God, with the performance that guy did in The Lighthouse, he will nail that. Black Cat says bugs. What about bugs? Yeah, you can't trust those undead bastards, King Dinosaur comments. You can't. Zombies are dumb and slow as hell. Well, that's why when you initially were like... When the apocalypse happens, what are you going to pick? I was like, well, zombies, because I'm not going to want to like fight a world full of vampires. And you're like, oh, they're on your side. I'm like, wait a minute. You just flipped the whole context. But even there, I think at that point, I might just put a bullet in my brain and be done with it, because that's going to be just so fucking bad news. Dash V says, I'll give it a try. Can you cover it with aluminum foil? No, you cannot put aluminum foil in the microwave. Jaggedy Gaming's phone's going to die, so he's going to take his leave. Have a great night and wonderful tomorrow. Jaggedy Gaming, thank you so much for stopping by. Take care out there. I'll probably see you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great night. And cheers. But no, you can't put aluminum foil in the microwave. So use a paper towel or... You know, there's a lot of like little microwave, like even if you have a lid for a Tupperware container that says that it's microwave safe, you can sort of turn it upside down just so that it's covering the top of the mug. The big thing there is if you do get a steam pocket or something that pops or explodes, you don't want it to go all over your microwave. That's the biggest thing. I'd have too many arguments. Why would you be talking to him? Well, I can't. You're not gonna have any time for talking, because what's gonna happen is these undead motherfuckers. Can I leave the mixing spoon in the mug when you put it? Dash V, you're being a dick. Don't be a dick. No, you can't microwave metal stuff and put it in the mug. You can't put anything metal back in the microwave. Stop it. You're gonna be so busy sweeping up undead body parts, because we're gonna need a lot of sweeping. You're not gonna have time to have conversations with these bastards. We're gonna need, like, there's gonna be major sweeping that has to be done. Let's just pour some. Please don't cancel me! I mean, there's no way that you don't know that you can't put spoons on aluminum foil in the microwave. Next time, I'm just gonna not share my recipe with you. Because if you're gonna make fun of me, then you can just fucking fuck off. A book of mat. Actually, the book of matches. I know some people who like taking the match head and crushing it up and putting it in their coffee. Which I was like, what? But apparently that's a thing. Have any of you ever heard of that? I was like, what? I don't know if it's something with, what is it made out of? But like, it's like cuts the bitterness or something. I was like, what the fuck? A match head? You honestly can't wait to try it. Like, look, oftentimes after I work out and I get home, I want to eat, but I don't have the energy to cook. The microwave eggs are a godsend because in yeah, but that's just dangerous. I don't want you to blow up your microwave. I don't want you to. Somebody might go, "Oh, I didn't know. Can I try that? Why not? Why? I'm gonna do it." And then the next thing I know, somebody put a ball of aluminum foil and turned their house into slag. But like microwaves, like. They used to have this whole book, I think it was in the 70s, it was like microwave cuisine. I go back to, if I was building or whatever house, I don't even think I'd put a big stove in. I wouldn't put it in at all. It would just be a microwave and a hot plate. Hey, Gamer Lab One, how are you? Thanks for stopping by. You have about another 10 minutes or so, but it's good that you stopped in. Cheers to you. I hope your day and your evening was going well.
I like the smell. Sulfur?
I like the smell. Who doesn't like the. All right, quick poll. Just raise of hands. Is there anybody who just doesn't love the smell of like a burning match? Just love a burning match. Just like a nice wood match. It's just like. I want like a room air freshener that's just matches. I guess you could just walk around your house lighting matches, but that seems dangerous. I'm probably not gonna try that, especially since this house already caught on fire. Do you feel like a house that catches on fire and doesn't totally burn down is then either afraid of fire or wants to burn? Do you feel like the house like has a thing? Like burning lawnmower? King Dinosaur likes the smell of burning, period. But like what about like burning tires or burning hair? Running lawnmower? My dad's old lawnmower used leaded gas, and so you had to do this the old style gasoline, the leaded gas. Yeah, he had to buy this mix and make leaded gas in his lawnmower. The exhaust from that running lawnmower smelled so good. brain cells begun. I don't care, it smells delicious. Nobody you knew in the 70s had a microwave, but you don't know any fancy people. Well, like late 70s, like you know, what, 78-ish? Right when they started, like they were still kind of expensive, but yeah, the pink stuff. Let's all off some King Dinosaur! King Dinosaur the Rock Star!
Let's all have some gasoline! Woo-hoo!
All right, you guys, you're gonna get me. You're gonna get me. Hey, what happened to Cigargo's channel? Well, they all huffed gasoline and got sent to the hospital. E boy. We've decided to remove your affiliate status based on the following. Promoting unsafe, harmful activities. It wasn't me. We just said that we like the smell of leaded gasoline and running lawnmowers, and the exhaust smells good, and maybe we should huff some gas. Dr. Perry Clappy. You love the smell of leather and shoe shine in the old shoe repair places. This is better. Thank God we changed the topic from metal in the microwave. Yeah, now we're talking about snorting gas. Guys, you gotta stop it. We can't. Your house is an 1898 built, so you're glad it's still sitting. Have you checked for secret passages? Lit match. I know, we gotta stop. Leather and shoe shine. So, I have these leather boots. These leather boots make the best leather creaking sound. I need to try to record it because it's like the most perfect leather creaky warm sound. My chaps make a good sound too. Black Hat, do your chaps make a good leather sound? Do or not? My do. They're like, that sounds so good. More like when you file up a muscle car that's been sitting for 20 years. But isn't like gas... Gas doesn't last that long, though, does it? Leather does sell sexy. I mean, smell. King Dinosaur, why did I read that in like a Spinal Tap voice? It does sell. It sells and smells sexy. Oh, your house is on a platform? Is it like up on a hill? Like on the side of a hill? Krista? But Gamer Lab 1, how have you been doing? Hope you've been doing well. Seriously, though, you love the smell of a campfire, especially when it sets in the clothes. I like when you have like a good like flannel, like a heavy flannel, and it just gets inundated with all sorts of good campfire smell. And then you sit there and it's all just rich and like... It's a 3-apartment building, so you doubt it. There could be secret passages. You gotta check. Take a flashlight and creep around. Game Lab 1 is doing good, but thanks for asking. Well, I'm glad. Yeah, after being by a camp... I love that campfire smell. It's like... Finally getting to the time of year where it's not so freezing cold that I think I can have them in my little fire pit outside. Can't wait. You just smell them in the...
My chaps.
She just crinkles them around. Just rubs them all up. You're like a real cat. You're just rubbing your face all over them. I did open up my motorcycle trunk, though. And the chaps and the gloves and everything in there is like, ooh, that's a nice leather. Leather smell. Campfire, you don't light a campfire with gasoline, not unless you want it to explode and blow yourself up. You can use kerosene. You can use charcoal lighter. But do not use gasoline. Please, I'm begging you. Do I still ride a motorcycle? Yes! As a matter of fact, I was going to ride it today, but then there was a chance of rain. So I decided not to, but I'm planning on either tomorrow or Thursday. Thursday here is supposed to be almost like mid-60s, so I think Thursday at the very latest I'm going to take it out. But I did get it back this weekend, so I'm super excited to ride it. It is a 20... Dash V just gifted a tier 1 sub to Gamer Lab 1. They've given 27 gift subs to the channel. What are you doing? You're an animal. You're out of control. But I love you. Dash V, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. You didn't have to do that, brother. But thank you so much. And make sure you check out Dash V's channel. But to answer your question, Gamer Lab 1, it is a 2021 Harley-Davidson Road King Special. I got that at the... sort of end of the summer last year. I did post some pictures of that on Instagram and Twitter, if you were so inclined. It's Raining by You Now. I think it missed it a little bit earlier. And I was like, probably could have rode, but then the roads are all fucking a mess. And it's trash. It's trash. Gamer Lab 1, do you ride? And if you do, what do you ride? Man, it's just so much fun. The wind therapy is great. I just love the feeling of riding them. I can't wait. Can't wait to be able to get into doing more of that. But let's go ahead and finish our drinks because we're moving up past the midnight hour. So I hope today was a much more fun, silly, whatever episode. It was great to have all of you stop in today. It was great to see a big crew here. I always love talking to you guys. The crazy questions, the silly stuff. You all make this channel, and I can't thank you all enough for your love and support. Cheers to you. You don't ride, but used to work on your 92 Honda Civic Si hatch. I love those old hatches. Those old Civic hatches were like so fucking classic. I wish they still made those. Usually would rain there. You love riding up here in Cali? Some of those roads that are up and around the California area are just crazy beautiful. I would love it. And thank you, King Dinosaur, as always. Hope you're doing well. I wouldn't be able to bear it with all the rest of you. But I think we're going to call it. So that's about an hour today. We'll see you again tomorrow night. I'm glad you made it as well, Krista. It's always good to see you. And I'm glad you're able to get some tasty snacks. I'd go for a tasty snack, but I'm just going to go to bed. Gamer Lab 1 says, see you guys. Gamer Lab 1, take care. Have yourself a great night and make sure you get yourself some rest. But to all of you out there, as we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. We'll see you again next time.